Okay, Parshas Drachim Drish Chamishi, starting the fifth drasha. So this is about the Pesach story where we were left off last time, basically, which is that the Jews got the Klei Kesef v'Klei Zav from the Mitzrim when they left. So he starts off with the Medrash that we all know from Rashi, Daber Na Bazne Am, that the Moshe, Hashem asked Moshe, please tell the Bnei Yisrael to please ask the Mitzrim to give them the Klei Kesef and Klei Zahav so that Shlo Yomer, that Avram shouldn't say that you did the Vavad Levinu Asam, that you did, Vachri Chinir Tu Berchus Kodla, you didn't do. So that's Daber Na, Bazneyam, please, Na is Lashon, please ask the Jewish people to go collect from the Mitzrim so that they will leave with the Rechush Kabbal. That's the Medrash she starts with. Okay. But the Gemara starts with, again, every drush starts with the Medrash that he gets back to eventually, but he starts the drush with the following. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says another Gemara that most of us are familiar with, that Bizchus Nashim Tzidkanios, that were in that generation, the Jewish people were merited to leave Mitzrayim. I don't know how much of us remember the little detail he's going to focus on, but it says that they, when they would go, the Gemara in Sota there says, when they would go to draw water, so they would end up getting like a little fish and water, and they would cook it up, and they'd bring it to their husbands in the field, and they would be with them, and then they would have children. And the Gemara doesn't bring up proof from a pasuk that that's why we got out of Mitzrayim, but it does say, Bishar Tishkavun ben Svasayim, Bishar, that thing that they would be with their husbands and have kids, Zachu Yisrael lebizas Mitzrayim, Shenemar Kanfei Yonah Nechme Bekesef. Because the end of that pasuk of Bein Svasayim, Tishkav and Bein Svasayim ends Kanfei Yonah Nechme Bekesef, means gold and silver. So Bizchus, that the women were with their husbands, had kids, they were Zocha to the Bizas Mitzrayim, to getting all that money they got when they left Mitzrayim. So it brings a pasuk about that. Does not bring a pasuk that we were Zocha, that because the Nashim Tzidkanios, we were Zocha to leave Mitzrayim, that there's no pasuk. It does bring a pasuk to say that because of those Nashim Tzidkanios that did what they did and had many kids, they were Zocha to Bizas Mitzrayim. Okay, so he wants to know, why is it that we don't have to bring a proof that we left, that Bizchus, the Nashim Tzidkanios, we left Mitzrayim, but we do need a pasuk that Bizchus and Nashim Tzidkanios, we got the Bizas Mitzrayim. Because one doesn't have to go with the other, right? They could be Zocha to Bizas Mitzrayim without being the reason for the Gula. So he says, perhaps you could explain it like this. I think he mentioned this in the previous drasha. There's a medrash that says, "Vayah Yisrael, Vayah Lakim Es Bnei Yisrael, Vayed Elokim." Right, that was before when Hashem saw what the Jews were going through. So the medrash says, "What did he see and what did he know?" Yada Shein. This is a different medrash, but Yada Shein Asidin Lomar Zekelim Yenveu VaAmad VaGalam. He knew that they were eventually gonna say Zekelim Yenveu VaAmad VaGalam. Right, Bizchus, that they would eventually come and say, Zekilim and Meir, Hashem was goal them from Mitzrayim. Okay, fine. Except there's a, Rabbi Kiva brings that, when, in the end of that Gemara, that when there was the kids, it says the women had the children in Mitzrayim, the many children, and then they'd have to hide them out from the Mitzrayim, right? And brings all miraculous stories how the children survived, and it says when they got to the Kriyas Yamsav, Zekelin Ve'anveu, it was the kids who said Zekelin Ve'anveu because they recognized Hashem from before. That's what Rashi says. The Gemara says Elo Hayiladim Shikiru Tchila. These kids recognized Hashem first, and Rashi says because they had seen his Shechina from all these miraculous stories. Anyway, it should come out like that if Hashem saved the Jewish people or took them out of Mitzrayim because they would eventually say, Zekeli Ve'aveu. Well, who said Zekeli Ve'aveu? Apparently the kids. And where did the kids come from? The wives that did this whole thing. Okay, therefore it equals that we left Mitzrayim because of the mothers. Okay, that's one pshat. But he doesn't like that pshat because it doesn't answer the real question, which is, who needs the Nashim Tzidkanios? I mean, not who needs them, but didn't Hashem say to Avraham he's going to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, period? What do we need because the Tzidkas of the Nashim? It's true, that's wonderful, that's great, but wasn't Avraham promised that they would leave Mitzrayim anyway? Okay. So you all know what's coming, right? They didn't leave on time, they left early, so that's what he's going to say, but, so he brings from the Maharash Yafa that Hashem said he was going to take them out of Mitzrayim after 400 years, and they left after only 210. So, that's what he explains, that the fact that we left after 210 and not after 400 was because, that was because of the Zchus Nashim Tzidkaniyos. But that leaves us with a question of what does one have to do with the other? What is the fact that the women had many children or did actions to make them sure that they had many children? What does that have to do with us being able to leave Mitzrayim early instead of at 400 years at 210 years? By the way, while we're on the subject here, the 210 is not really 210 either, right? Many of us are aware of this, but not everyone. It was 210 years in Egypt, not 210 years as slaves, right? They weren't slaves the first second they got to Egypt. I think it comes out it was 116 years or something in that neighborhood where they're actually slaves. Because this, according to what we're all familiar with Rashi, that they weren't, until the last Shevet died, they weren't in slavery. At the very least, they weren't in full slavery until the last one of the Aseret HaShvatim, of the 12 Shvatim rather, died. But from my recollection, that comes out to, I think, that they were slaves for 116 years. It's something in that range. So it was really little. I mean, relative to 400, it was very little. So it was that, the fact that we were goel earlier, not like Avram was promised 400 years, but way earlier, that was because of the schus of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. Okay. Well, there's another Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in Sota that says, Vayivin Arei Miskenos Leparo. They built those, treasure cities for Paro. So, but the Gemara says, Arei Miskenos Shemimaskos Akos Rav and Shmuel. One of them says, why was it called Miskenos Shemimaskos Baalem? Which means it makes them poor, it makes the owners poor, the Mitzrim, because, and Rashi explains, because the hard work that the Jews did in Mitzrayim, therefore they were able to get back, Hashem made it that they got a lot of money when they left Egypt, and so therefore made the Egyptians poor. How much, the fact that they made the Jews work so hard, that's why they were able to get so much money when they left. That's what comes out from that Rashi. So if that's true, that they were called Arei Miskenos, like Rav and Shmuel, because it made the Mitzrim poor, because that's why the Jews were able to leave with so much money, so we have a stira then. Stira, machlokas, whatever you want to call it. Rabbi Akiva here said, we were zocha to bizas Mitzrayim because of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. That's why we were zocha to get so much money, because of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. And Rav and Shmuel are saying it's because they made us work so hard. That's why we were zocha to bizas Mitzrayim, to getting so much money we were left in Mitzrayim. It was like a payment, because they worked so hard in the RA in the building those, being slaves, that's why we got so much money. So which is it? Is it because the Nashim Tzidkaniyos? Or is it because they worked so hard? Okay, so to answer this, he wants to bring a Gemara in Sanhedrin, another Agadata. And there it says, it's in Sanhedrin Daf Tali Aleph, it says that the people from Mitzrayim once came to Alexander and said to him, the Jews owe us a lot of money, because it says that when they left Mitzrayim, they took all this money from us. So they owe us a lot of Mitzrayim. That's a lot of money. That's what the B'nai Mitzrayim told Alexander the Great. That's what the Gemara brings. And the Gevi'ah ben Pasisa responded to them, really? You owe us 430 years of labor. When did you pay us that? And then they ran away. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Parashat Shachem says, what was this taina that we worked for you 430 years? Like we said before, no, they didn't. It was 210. If you're lucky, it was 210. It was really 110. You know, it was not at all 430. So, you know, okay, I mean, is this really Akasha? I don't know. He was just saying, you know, you owe us money for working. But okay, the Parashat Shachem saying it is Akasha. Why did he say 430? It's not true. It was not 430. It was way less. It was at most 210, and it was really less than that. So, what does it mean that he asked for 430 years worth of labor? Okay, so to answer that question, which will answer all these questions, we get to the crux of things. Why did the Jews really leave Egypt early? It was supposed to be 400 years. How come they were there only 210? In Egypt, 210. Not even working that long. So he brings two answers to that question. One answer is the COVID HaAvoda. They worked so super hard. So they worked as hard in those 400 years as was normal to work in 210, kind of thing. Like they were made to work way more than the punishment was. When Avram was punished that his sons would be slaves, not this kind of slave. These were like, this is like, you know, Havda, like the Holocaust. I don't mean it was like the Holocaust, but that kind of thing. They weren't working to work. They weren't slaves like normal slaves where you want to actually get produce. It was more like Havda, again, like Holocaust kind of work, where they were, you know, I don't mean like concentration camps, but my point is, as an example, people in the concentration camps weren't working to actually produce money. They were working because the Nazis were sadists, and they were working almost, you know, if you wanted your workers to produce, that's not how you would treat them. And the same thing was in Egypt. They would give a man a woman's work, and they weren't trying to get produce out of. They were trying to torture them. So they ended up working and doing, being tortured and working hard in those 210 years, like should have happened in 410. That's the idea. They worked so hard in those years, similar to what the punishment would have been over 400 years. That's one answer. Second answer is, he brings, because there were so many of them, meaning they were only, normal birth rate would have had them working 400 years. In other words, if you imagine that over 400 years, how many kids are normally born? So how many total slaves over 400 years do we have? X amount. Okay, what if you have Shisha Bekar Sechad? What if every family has 50 kids in their family? Okay, well then, if over 400 years you would work 600,000 people, so then if I have everyone having a bazillion kids, you know, at once, so then I got my 600,000 workers in way less than 400 years. I'd get them in 210. That's the idea. It's either because they had so many children, that's why they were able to leave Mitzrayim earlier, because enough the Jews worked, because there were so many of them alive so quickly. Or is it because they worked so hard that it was the equivalent of work of 400 years? Those are the two answers. So the first Teretz he quotes from the Maharash Yafa, it sounded like probably they were both from the Maharash Yafa. But those are the two possibilities given based on Midrashim. Okay, so with that, we can answer everything. So our Midrash had said that it was Bezchus the Noshim Tzidkanios that they left Mitzrayim early. So obviously we know which answer that follows. It's because they had so many kids so quickly. So therefore, because they had so many kids, so Bezchus them getting enticing their husbands that they should have so many kids, that's why they left Mitzrayim. Because we had so many kids, therefore enough slaves were enslaved and we were able to get out of there early. And he brings that the Maharash Yafa says that, you know, this Gemara we had brought that it says Im Tishkavun Bein Sosayim, because of that they were zocha to Bizas Mitzrayim. It should have said Im Tishkavun means if you will do it then, but this was talking about the past. It should have said because Tishkavun, because of what you did. Why is it saying in the future? The Maharash Yafa says a interesting thing. He says it's a remez that it'll be la'asid that way. That la'asid lovel yimosa Mashiach, it'll be similar to Mitzrayim. That if we will do this again, then we'll be zocher to get out of the final galus. What does that mean? I don't know too many people have heard this before. That just like in Mitzrayim, having many children got us out of there faster, so too, to get out of this galus, we need to have many children faster, and that'll get us out of the galus. And he says that's why that pasuk of Be'itach Yishena, which we're all familiar with, that if we don't do the mitzvos, or then Hashem will eventually bring the geula anyway, that's Be'ita, but if we do tshuva, whatever, then it'll be come quicker, that's Achishena. That pasuk says, Hakotin yil elefat sar legoy atom ani Hashem Be'ita Achishena. So, with this you understand, it says Hakotin yil elefat sar legoy, which means, if there'll be a ton of yidin, so then, ani Hashem Be'ita Achishena, I'll make it happen faster. Because having a lot of yidin brings the geula, because then it goes faster. And that he doesn't say any more than that about that. I'm just telling you, everybody knows that the Gemara says that someone, when people get married, it's as if it was Nivna Charvos Yerushalayim, as if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt when people get married, because they have more kids. And the Gemara says that Mashiach won't come until all the neshamas in the guf upstairs are used up, so that therefore having more neshamas brings the geula in the future too. Okay. He also, Agav, brings this other medrash that we all know from Rashi. It says, Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Mitzrayim died. One shot was is that he got tzaras, and he would shech Jewish children every day and wash in their blood. And he also, this medrash says that his chartumim, his magicians told him that the only way he would get healed is if he shech the Jewish children. And it was, the medrash says, 150 in the morning, 150 at night. Kan baboker, kan ba'erev. 150 kids in the morning, 150 kids at night. Terrible, terrible destruction. There are a lot of similarities between, anyway, there was a lot of, killing going on. So the Maharish Yofa asked that the Pasuk doesn't seem to fit with that, because it says, Vayan Hu B'nei Yisrael Min Avoda. The king of Egypt died, and the Jews, Vayan Hu B'nei Yisrael Min Avoda. According to this matter, it should have just said Vayan Hu B'nei Yisrael, period, and nothing to do with the Avoda. It's because all these children were getting shechted. So this is the Mizrahi's Kasha, and the Mizrahi says that the Jewish people, when they knew that they had 400 years to suffer in Egypt, but when they saw that they were having a zillion kids at once, which was obviously an ace, they figured out, this Yesod, that if they're going to get that out of there faster. If they're all having miraculously a million kids, it must be that it'll make the Gzera go by faster, and they'll get out of Mitzrayim faster. So they had some kind of nechama. But then when they saw a power shechting all these kids, so they're not being slaves, they're getting shechta before they're even basically, living at all. So then they were way upset. Then Vayan Chum Yisrael Min HaAvoda, meaning now the Avoda became worse, because they thought they were getting out of it. And now they're upset even from the Avoda, because now they felt they were going to be in there forever. And before we get to the punchline of this whole thing, I have to tell you this, bring in the footnotes over here, it's not like it's from the Chidah. There's a famous line, Al Tistakil Bakankan El Bamashi Yeshbo, that those kids that were getting shechted, we know that those were, as I'll tell us, they were the neshamas of Rishayim that were in there. So, altas takel bakankan. Don't look at the kankan, the 150, 150 in the morning and at night. Ela b'mashi yeshba, look what's inside of it. Meaning they were the neshamas of the Rishayim. He brings that from the Chidah. Fascinating. Anyway. Okay, so now we have the answer with all this of what Gvia ben Pesisa was saying. He said, you Mitzrim, you owe us 430 years. For the 600,000 people who worked in Mitzrayim. Okay, so both of those aren't true. Number one, it wasn't 430 years. We said it's less. And number two, it wasn't 600,000, as we all know. It says, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, right? Only a fifth of them left Egypt, which means there was bazillions. There was tons, way more than 600,000. So why is he only asking for 600,000? So the answer is this, that there was, the Gzera was 400 years of normal slavery for 600,000 people. But because of what happened, because they worked so hard, so they managed to knock off with, they had a lot of people, right? They had a ton of people alive. Remember, only a fifth left. So the 600,000 is really five times that. So there was a ton of people working. And because of that, and they were working so hard, between the two of those, they knocked off the 430 years and nothing flat. So when he said, pay us for the 430 years of 600,000, that is correct, even though it wasn't 430 years and it wasn't 600,000. But it was the equivalent, the amount that they should have been paid for normal 600,000 over 400, over 430 years. That's what they did in a shorter amount of time. Okay, so with this, we have the punchline over here that really, Rabbi Akiva, who said there was Bezchus, having the Noshim Tzidkenius, who made us have so many kids, as well as Rav and Shmuel, who said it's Bezchus that the Jews worked so hard, they were both right. You ready for this? If I ask you, bottom line, we have this seeming machlokas. Why were the Jews Zochet to Bizas Mitzrayim? I think I said Gula before. Why were the Jews Zochet to Bizas Mitzrayim, to the money when they left Mitzrayim? Was it because they worked so hard? Was it because they worked extra hard? And that's why, like the Arei Miskanos, like Rav and Shmuel said, or was it because there were, like Rabbi Kiva said, because there were so many? So, Rabbi Kiva said it's because there were so many, kids. And that's how they were able to knock off the 430 years. And the Parshas Drachim understands that the promise to Avraham that his kids would come out of there rich was because he said they were going to work for 400 years. Okay, but they didn't work for 400 years, so they shouldn't have gotten Bizas Mitzrayim, because it was supposed to be payment for the 430 years, and they didn't work 430 years. Oh, so why were they Zochet to Bizas Mitzrayim? It's because they had so many kids. There were so many people, and then they worked the equivalent of 430 years. That's why they're Zochet to it. And Rav Shmuel just said slightly different, that they had, in the shorter amount of time, they worked so much harder, it was also the equivalent of working for 430 years. So that's what both meant when they said, why were they zocha to Bizas Mitzrayim? What they meant to say was, they shouldn't have been zocha to Bizas Mitzrayim because they didn't work the full 400 years. But now that, because these two various cheshbonos, there were so many, they worked so hard, it was equivalent to 400 years, that's why they were zocha to Bizas Mitzrayim, and that's what they both meant by saying that because of these things, they were zocha to getting the money in Mitzrayim.